Browns quarterback is the rage. Well, our next guest actually played the match game with the four best potential draft prospects in this year's class. So to talk that and the College Bowl season as well, we go out to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Welcome in Bill Bender, national college football writer for the Sporting News. Bill, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, Nick, how you doing, man? You can yell at me a little bit if you want.
No, yeah, I could never yell at you because you, I've insulted you enough with the OUBG stuff. So I feel like if I add, we'll become adversaries. I don't necessarily want that level of relationship yet. There's time. But you did the stuff with on Sporting News, the quarterback match game. You put Sam Darnold with the Browns. For you, what makes sense about that pairing?
Well, he's done nothing but win the last 2 years. His offensive line hasn't been good. I guess the nitpick would be the interceptions. But to me, he's the safest pick among these first-round potential quarterbacks. And I think he could thrive. I mean, obviously, a lot's being made about who wants to play and who doesn't want to play in Cleveland. I think if you draft him number one, if he comes out, I still think he's the best quarterback among this year's class.
Bill, do you get the sense that he is going to come out?
I do, and I do with Rosen. And I know they're playing this kind of feeler game with the Browns and the number one pick, but at the end of the day, I don't think that matters. So I do think the field will have Rosen, Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. And I guess the one thing to watch with Darnold is if they win or lose, win or lose against Ohio State, and he just gets the inclination to come back maybe for one more title run with the Trojans. Maybe that would probably be if they win, right? If they win that game, then maybe he comes back and tries to win it all.
What did you make of Josh Rosen's comments where he didn't exactly directly respond to the question about whether he'd want to go to the Browns, but he did talk about the importance of finding the right team, considering it came off the report that he preferred the Giants over Cleveland and was worried about the instability in Cleveland. How did you feel like those comments came off?
Well, speaking of yelling at somebody, I was yelling at my best friend about this yesterday because I said, it's Josh Rosen. We're not dealing with John Elway or Bo Jackson or even Eli Manning. I mean, look at his record at UCLA, and I get that he has all these physical tools and he's insightful with his comments, but it's not like he's the greatest quarterback prospect to come off the West Coast. So, he's, again, if the Browns want to draft him, I say draft him. And, if you want to hold the Browns hostage, that's more on him. But I don't know. Me personally, just from watching him the last couple years, if I have the choice between Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, I'm taking the winner. I'm taking Darnold. He beat him head-to-head. He won Pac-12 titles. He's in big-time games. And I think he's the guy that could engineer a Browns turnaround.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Josh Rosen and the caliber of the human being. And at some point, it's almost bordered on slander. He actually had a very thought-provoking comment on players being paid. So for you, what is your general read on Josh Rosen? Is he, Silver Spoon Kid, entitled? There have even been, even though it's not from the partying aspect, but from his attitude, the Manziel concerns about, does he love football? How much of that are you buying?
Not a whole lot. I think Jim Mora and him didn't have the best relationship. I mean, that's the one. My biggest concern isn't what he says. I remember that article my former colleague Matt Hayes did for Bleacher Report. It was an outstanding read. I think we live in a time where everything anybody says is divisive anyway, so I don't really have any problem with anything he said. I more look at, the record of UCLA the last three seasons. They were a barely 500 team with him. So, to me, I would want something more out of a quarterback. Now, I know wins and losses don't always matter, and you could point to Jared Goff to that. But in general, I want a quarterback that's won a little bit on the college level and ready to take that challenge. I would love for any one of these quarterbacks to come out and say, maybe it's Baker Mayfield, to say, I want to go to Cleveland. I want to help them turn it around, and I'll do whatever it takes. Wouldn't you draft that guy right away?
I mean, what is the knock on Baker, do you think, in terms of NFL circles and maybe why he's not getting as much pub as Rosen and Darnold at this point?
Well, people want to compare him to Johnny Manziel so quick, and I think that's an off-base comparison because, I know Baker Mayfield did make a mistake in college and got arrested, and he has done some things to draw the ire of fans. But to me, whether it was planting the flag or the things he did at Kansas, that was more gamesmanship than anything. I mean, and I think a guy like him, he's been such a leader, and I've said this all along, and I think I told Nick this earlier this year, when they played Ohio State, and I was at that game, it took me like five plays to realize there's the best player on the field. So if he's the best player on that field, I think he's going to be pretty good at the next level.
I guess my thing, Bill, is will he bring the honk to Cleveland? Will that be the Browns' new – like, am I – if I'm a fan of the Browns, is that how we're going to, like, be walking down West 3rd and instead of saying, woo, 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 am I going to have to honk, honk, like, when I see other Browns fans?
Well, that would be. I'll leave that on you. I don't know.
Should I just float it? Should I just start doing that around Cleveland as like a beta test?
Start a trend. You know, go for it. And but I do think, you know, even looking at this college football playoff, he is the best player in the playoff. And I think I'm so intrigued with this Georgia matchup because I don't know which style is going to win out. I mean, Georgia could come out and theoretically run all over him with. Or 18 tailbacks that average 5 yards a carry, or Baker could blow them up. And I kind of want to see Baker blow up Georgia, and I actually want to see them play Alabama because I think Alabama versus Baker Mayfield would draw the most interest out of all those championship game possibilities.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News joining us in the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Before we get to the bowl games, you had Lamar Jackson in your quarterback match game going to the Arizona Cardinals. Bruce Arians now, it's being reported, won't be there. But for you, when you look at Lamar Jackson as a quarterback prospect, why is he not getting more love in this whole thing?
I think it's because there's a perception that he can't throw the football, which is always unfair with quarterbacks of his caliber. I think, you know, there's this preconception that he's a one-read quarterback too, and he's not. I got to spend some time with him back in August down there at Louisville. And, you know, what I found is this quarterback with a chip on his shoulder, very humble. I think he gets it. And what he did at Louisville the last 2 years, the production's off the charts. He kind of put that program back on the map. And he's a good kid. So that said, like, finding a first-round landing spot for him is hard because there's so much uncertainty at Arizona. I kind of wanted to tie him to Miami. They've got Tannehill locked up, and it's kind of the same thing with Cincinnati. And I know you guys don't want to talk about the Bengals much, but I don't think they're going to move on from Andy Dalton because they didn't look at anybody but Andy Dalton this season.
So I think going into last year's draft, Bill, a lot of people were saying, okay, it's Deshaun Watson and then everybody else. And then when the draft rolled around, it was Mitchell Trubisky first, and then Pat Mahomes second, then Deshaun Watson. Who do you think, if anybody, can overtake either Darnold or Josh Rosen?
I think there's going to be a lot of fascination with Josh Allen, the Wyoming quarterback who played well in his bowl game and apparently has all the measurables. Mm-hmm. He may be this year's Trubisky in terms of a guy that we don't necessarily know a ton about. Now, up here, we know more about Trubisky, obviously. But sure. I think Allen's going to generate a lot of intrigue, especially if he knocks out the combine. But I'm with you about last year, and I hate being an I told you so guy, but I just went off what I do in college, and Deshaun Watson was the best player in college football for 2 years. And that's kind of how I feel about Baker Mayfield. Like, I won't be surprised if wherever he lands, whether it be Denver or wherever, if he has success at the next level.
Bill, we are roughly 36 hours away from kickoff in the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State, USC. You talked about the Darnold side of things here. The line is Ohio State giving away 7.5. What do you make of this matchup for two teams who both kind of had a case at being the fourth team in the playoffs, even if USC's was quite, you know, a bit more far-reached?
Oh, I wish they could play it in Pasadena, you know? I mean, it's going to be a classic matchup between these two. I think it'll play out a little closer than 7.5, but I like the Buckeyes. You know, it wouldn't be a Cotton Bowl, without so many good tailbacks. I mean, between Dobbins, Weber, Stephen Carr, Ronald Jones, I mean, those guys are going to be the key, which running back gets the hot hand. And then I kind of see it playing out like Ohio State has a lead and Darnold has a chance to go take them down and win the game. And in that situation, I actually like Ohio State's defensive line to come up with the big play. So I think I predicted 34-31 Ohio State, and if it plays out like that, it'll be one of the most entertaining bowls of this bowl season.
Is that what you're thinking it is, Ohio State's defensive line against USC's offensive line in terms of one of the matchups to really watch?
Yeah, and I would watch that early. Like, can USC block Nick Bosa and Tyquan Lewis and Sam Hubbard off the edge, especially on third down? And, you know, we talked about Darnold's interceptions earlier. Mm-hmm. If some of that pressure gets home, will Darnold throw into the teeth of his secondary that improved through the season? So I think those are a huge thing to watch. I also want to see how Ohio State's corners do on those big USC receivers. Deontay Burnett's really good. So, again, it feels like a Rose Bowl. It's going to be in Jerry World. And of those New Year's Day 6 matchup, that one, and I really like Auburn-UCF. You can call me crazy, but I think UCF's got a really good chance to win that game.
Bill, excellent stuff as always, buddy. Really do appreciate your time, and enjoyed playing the match game with you as well.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Take it easy. Bill Bender of the Sporting News joining us there on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.